Good morning. Today we're going to talk about a specific minhag that we have on Hoshana Rabbah, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The Nor Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows, V'nohagim l'hatir bo agudo shelulav. The minhag is to open up the eged, what we use as our ties, our loops, our rings that we tie up the lulav with. And the Torah brings a smach for this, that when talking about the lulav in the Torah, the pasuk calls it kapot temarim, but the word kapot is spelled without a vav, so it's just spelled chaf pei tes and not chaf pei vav tes. Accordingly, the drasha goes as follows: it's chaser vav, it's lacking the vav there. Peirush shisha yamim ye kaput velo yoser, that the lulav should be tied up only for 6 days. That's kaput, it should have an egged on it, it should have the binds, the rings on it for 6 days. But after the sixth day, the binding, the ties are removed. So the reason for this is brought by the Bach. And the Bach explains that why we shake the lulav is to stop the bad dews and the bad rains and the bad winds that will hurt our crops. And accordingly, when we open up the egged, and when we open up the rings that tie our lulav, we can shake it even more in order to get rid of those negative climate issues that could have negative impacts on us and our coming years. So in fact, the sealing of the din on water is at this time on Hoshana Rabbah. Accordingly, we want to be able to shake the lulavim well in order to fend off those negative forces that could have a negative impact on our year when it comes to water. So that is the reason that the Bach says we open up the lulavim, to shake it better. Now the next question is, how much do we remove of the ties? Do we remove all of the rings, or do we leave some of them? So we're going to see different minhagim on this. The Prima Gadim says as follows, that also on Hoshana Rabbah, there's a mitzvah to have an egged, to have the ties, the ring on the lulav, because it comes from Zekeli Vanveu. We want to beautify the mitzvahs, and that's part of beautifying the mitzvah. Accordingly, he says the two additional rings that we have, we remove. So apparently he's saying that you have the bottom ring that's tying on most of our lulavim and esrogim. The minhag is to have that tie which holds on the holder for the hadasim and aravos, and we have a ring around that. So apparently he's saying leave that one on, but the excess too that we don't need above that should be removed. The Maharil says that you should remove up to half of the rings that we have, but leave on the others. And the Minhag Evermaija says that 2/3 at least should be removed. So if you have only 3, then you remove 2 of them. But if you have more, remove at least 2/3 of the ring. So the last question that we have is, when should we be removing the rings, the ties on the lulav? Because the Shulchan Aruch and the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch do not discuss this question. So the Sefer Minhag Yishol Torah tells us that according to the Bach, who tells us, that we discussed before, who tells us that the reason we remove the ties, the rings on the lulav, is so we can shake it better. Im kein yesh lahatira kodem shemananim, but we should in fact remove the rings before we shake it. And that would mean before halal, before the shaking in the halal, and it could be that it's removed even before we say the bracha on the lulav. So in fact, the Chasam Sofer would remove his rings the night before on Hoshana Rabbah, Lel Hoshana Rabbah, he would remove it. So certainly it was not there for the bracha on the lulav and the halal. So that would be approach number one. The Torah Barakat says, only after saying the bracha on the lulav do we remove the ties. We remove it before the halal, but after saying the bracha on the lulav. So that would be a second minhag. A third approach is the Sidur HaYavetz, who implies the hatir lulav achar halal. We would remove it after saying halal, but before Hashanahs, and the Divrei Chaim would remove the ties on the lulav before he got to saying the capital of Titnenu in the Hoshanahs. Have a wonderful day.